We're starting now. There we go. We're starting the episode. Do you know which one this is, Judith? It's an episode.
One three one.
You're 10 out.
131. I said 131.
I did say 131.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. That would be quite close to my door number, but I'm not saying that live on here. Mind you, I don't think we'd get any trouble from the gang. They've been ever so kind recently, Judith. They've been ever so kind.
I
got a present.
I know.
It was ever so apt as well.
I forgot what they gave you. What did they give you?
I will encourage gifts. They came and they left. This is what quite a number of my audience are now doing. I do like it. They came and they left a gift at the stage door, and it was so apt because it was a candle, and the candle, and I've got this chunk of material in my show about candles. With the word calm in the title, and the candle they gave me was a calm candle.
That was awfully clever of them.
How did they know? I suspect one of the ladies, we won't name names, but it was, you know who you are, just in case you feel embarrassed and all that kind of thing. We know who you are, and we're really, well, I'm really, really grateful. I'm not sharing the candle with you.
I was going to say, what's all this wee business? I haven't clapped eyes on them. Yeah, go on.
I'll give it you when it's burnt out.
Oh, cheers.
There you go. It was from a couple of girls who came to see the show in Birmingham, and I suspect one of them might work at a certain candle emporium, not just candles, white goods and sheets, sheets. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know
I
don't really get that place, but
I think
bought anything from that place, but anyway.
The White Company?
No, I don't never spend that much money on towels. I don't like your towels. Actually, can I just say, I need to branch off briefly.
Are they too big? Are they too big?
They're too heavy. Whenever I've been to your house,
they're big towels. They're fucking enormous.
They weigh a ton. I don't like your towels.
Okay,
I don't like them. I'm sorry.
Well, next time, bring your own. Bring your own hand towel. Bring your own worn out, thin little. When I've been to your house and I thought, oh God, it's about time to throw this one away. It's a bit of an exfoliator. it's because you dry on the line, don't you? See, you dry on the line.
Of course I dry on the line.
It takes some skin off. I dry myself at your house. And suddenly my skin's all bleeding. It's all rough. And, oh, dear.
Stop exaggerating.
I'm in absolute agony. So anyway, listen.
Back to your candle.
We've got to be candle. Yes, no, thank
no,
you very
we
much for my candle.
No, we haven't finished on the candle. Right, but how did they know? Do you think they just guessed?
They didn't know. It was just a delightful surprise present. They didn't know the content of the show.
It's extraordinary.
But it happened to be a very, very cool coincidence. That's all we can say, really. I mean, if you haven't seen the show, you'll think, what are they talking about?
That show.
But It's all about, well, the other things have been going on. I'm having a bit of a break from the show this week. I don't really know what to do with myself.
Yes, I've noticed you've been answering the odd email. I've noticed that.
I'm around. And I sort of, you know, I've got four nights off. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, four nights off. Mm. And it's a bit weird because I feel like I should be starting a new project. And I don't know what to do.
Oh, Jenny, for goodness sake.
Oh, gosh,
for goodness sake, I'm going to be really bossy.
Very bossy today.
For fuck's sake, Jenny, do not start another project.
Well, I don't know what to start, Judith. I'm just sitting staring at my computer. Go on, what?
I've been saying
that. You had a good idea.
Don't start any big projects. Have you planted the tulip bulbs I gave you yet?
Do you know what I did yesterday, Judith? I went out because when you... very kindly. I was going to go on to that.
Yes, the present I
bought.
Because
I started the gifts at shows. I'm encouraging the whole thing. Gifts at shows. Just a little token gesture. You came to see the show at Milton Keynes.
Yes,
and in return for the two comps, you bought me a beautiful bag of tulip bulbs.
Yes,
and I looked
around.
Very, very. I'm very excited about them. I looked around my garden, Judith. I just didn't think I had a pot the right size for this bag of tulips. Because I said, how big a pot do I need for all of these? Yeah, and you did a very clever mime with a Waitrose bag.
I thought
you rounded a Waitrose bag and said about that size. And so I looked at my garden. I thought, I've nothing empty of that size. So yesterday I went to Dulwich plant shop and I bought a pot. So I've started
especially
the process.
For them. Yes, especially
I bought pot and soil, but the pot was in the sale. It was a large pot for 18 okay. quid.
Hope there was some at the back. Large. Hope well, it's
no,
not too
it is,
large.
No, it's not. I don't think it will be because there's quite a lot of, because I told the man how many bulbs I had. I think there's about 20 in that
scientific.
Bag.
Very scientific.
And the man said, oh yes, that should do. He said, you do it in layers. I said, my friend Judith said, you do it in layers. I'm doing it in layers.
I got that right. Because I've been worrying about that. Because I told you to put it in layers. But
layer
you mustn't put
up.
Them right. Yeah, layer it up like some lasagna. But yeah. Don't put them right at the bottom. Do you know, in the middle of the night, that's been getting... I must tell Jenny not to put them right at the bottom. Because
well,
I'm not an idiot.
Well,
sometimes you are, Jenny.
I would say fill the pot halfway up. I would say, that, and then
perfect.
Start the layering. Yes, that's what
man
I would
in,
do.
The man in Dutch told you that, didn't he? But
no, he
yes,
didn't.
Absolutely perfect.
So the pot has
good.
Been, and soil. I bought a fresh bag of soil.
Excellent. Because I didn't think you'd have soil. Again, that was worrying me, but marvellous.
No, I do have some soil, but it's been hanging around for a bit. And I thought, no, these deserve new soil.
Oh, I see.
There we go. It's a project.
They're very good. I think that sort of project you're allowed this week, Jenny. Do not start another big writing project, for goodness sake.
Okay. So I'm allowed to do that this afternoon then. Except I've got to go and look at a house for Phoebe this afternoon because she's so busy at the moment.
Oh, Jenny, that is really
now, I've already done a drive-by.
Have you? And what's
it's
school.
Fucking impossible to get to from our house. It should be. It's, right. It showed up.
Well, maybe that's why she's looking at it.
Absolutely. Well, it showed up 15 minutes from here, which I thought, oh, marvellous.
Yes.
But Jeff and I, and there's so many road closures between us and this particular
place.
Is
that because of the bike lanes?
Oh, it's not. No, it's not the bike lanes so much. Well, it's the LTNs, so, you know, low traffic neighbourhoods. They're just randomly closing roads. So you just the sat navs haven't had time to catch up.
Oh,
so basically,
hell.
You are shunted back on the main road with everybody else.
Grim.
And so the main road is anyway. So it took 45 minutes. I imagine how fucking bored I was. I was asleep at the wheel, Judith. I was asleep at the wheel.
I bet you were.
I wasn't driving. Fortunately, Jeff was driving, but. In my car because of the petrol fucking situation.
Yeah, all right.
Because he's... I know. Well, you haven't got it in the countryside, have you?
I fear we probably don't, really. Only a little bit. But anyway, I want to hear about this house. So what's the score? What's the drive-by score?
3 out of 10. Don't... Oh, God, she'd be furious. Fortunately, she doesn't listen to this. So no, I've got to get behind the door.
They've got lives, haven't they?
They've got lives.
Get on with it.
She's opening a play today. So it's Wednesday. We're recording this on a Wednesday. She's opening a new play. Reading Rep has got a new building for... It's never had a... Reading Rep's been around for ages, apparently. And it's never had a building. It's now got a building. I think it's only tiny. It's a little studio theatre thing. But nice to be opening a place with a play about Dorian Gray. You know, she did one about Dorian Gray before. This is a grown-up one about Dorian Gray. Yes, it was a children's touring show.
Yeah, it's about my level. I like that.
You understood it.
That's the sort of thing I like.
The first time Dorian Gray's ever really made sense to either of us. Because I saw it and I just thought, oh, at last, because I've tried reading the book. It's fucking impossible.
It's like a Ladybird version, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Excellent.
Yes,
had our names all over it. Very good.
So there we go. That's all. I'll get behind
day.
The door this afternoon. And then Jeff's got his booster jab.
Oh, I'm very envious.
So, yes. And there's no Snorlaw came in there, did it?
I sat right up. I did. Like a little dog.
Well, I think that you and Mike will get yours then in a few weeks because you were just a few weeks behind Jeff, weren't you, originally? Because I think it's 6 months and a week, apparently, since your second jab.
Oh,
you get. I know. We'll all be looking in our filofaxes. Yes, because we have filofaxes. We won't be looking on our phones, will we, Judith? We will not because we don't keep diaries on our phones. How does that work? How does that work?
I think I tried it. Do you know what really annoys me is when you fix up to see somebody.
Well, you're in quite an abrasive mood, aren't you? There's some tub thumping going.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. No, does this happen to you? It probably doesn't happen quite so much to you, but, you know, you sort of make an arrangement and then people send you an email that I can't understand, but obviously it's... It's probably so that you can drop it into your kind of, your diary online or something. Yeah. Because for ages I used to try and open the fucking thing. You said, what? And then it would open up and it would be like a diary with the appointment in. Like yeah, and...
Yeah, well, I've got my file of facts sitting here on my desk. Thank you very much indeed.
And I've got my diary, which is a bit of a mess because the
well,
reason you
Well, I saw it last night
on the
Instagram.
On the board,
it's a lot of scribbling. Some people didn't know whether it was mine or yours. You've got actually slightly prettier handwriting than mine. You have. We've got similar handwriting.
We have got
much
quite
that,
similar handwriting.
Yeah,
haven't we?
It's
yes.
quite italic-y. Yours is just a bit loopier and a bit prettier than mine. Mine's gone a bit scruffy. I think yours is actually nicer. But I think we went to schools at the same era.
Oh,
I mean,
very
you know,
much
a few
so.
Years apart.
Very
but,
much so.
But
yes.
Very much so. Did you have handwriting classes? We had handwriting
I
classes.
Think we did, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I think we probably did. But I do remember still, you know, the girls that I used to sit near to often in classes.
Were you copying them, Judy?
Well, yeah, I like Jane Ogle's. Look, I like the way she does her J's. It was,
and
it
did
was
you
quite
copy
a
them,
thing.
Did you copy them?
I did, yeah. I might have done.
Yeah.
Where were we? Where did we get to that? Diaries. Oh, yes,
yeah,
diaries.
Yeah. And yours is all scribbled out.
Oh,
there's all
mess.
Markings. And the, oh, there's. I had to get in right close. I had to zoom it open a bit so I could read what you're doing. I think I saw Vet and Dunelm. So when somebody said, is it yours or is it Jenny's or Judith's?
Oh, yes.
I said, if you can read Vet and Dunelm, it's not me, is it?
I don't think so somehow. I mean, the reason I put it on the notice board is it's so full of shit. You know what? Something has happened. You know, given how
last year's diaries got absolutely nothing in it.
It was, wasn't it? It was a just bugger all in them.
Absolutely months of empty space.
And now it's full of shit. It's just,
I haven't
not
got
even
as much
very
on
interesting
as you.
Shit.
Even though I'm on tour, I haven't gotten as much on as
well,
you at
except
all.
Except you are on tour. Now, listen, I want to... Yeah, we need to come back to your show because I came to see you in Milton Keynes. I don't know why I'm telling that, but because you know that. And I was so proud, Jenny. I'm not just saying this, but I am. I was really... I mean, I'm always proud of you when I see you on stage. But I...
Well,
I
have my moments. I have some... But, you know, I do I sometimes let myself down a bit. But no, I think Milton Keynes...
I do. Sometimes I just. Well, we all do, but you did a brilliant.
I did a good job in Milton Keynes. It's
a
lovely
theatre.
Oh, you
did. Yeah. And they were a great crowd. And but I sort of sat there a bit. But I think I've got a bit closer to you since the last show I saw you.
Well, be careful. You know what I'm like. You know, I'll start pushing you away. I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, I'll back off. All right. I've hit the emergency stop then. No, but I've really felt like a sort of proud mum or older sister. Do you know what I mean? I felt this beam on my face when you pointed me out and sort of say, oh, she's my friend. I don't know her very well.
That was funny. That's
sad,
funny.
Sad, wasn't it? It was sad. Well, I tell you what, when you said, are there any wild swimmers in the audience? You probably did think of me. I don't know.
I did. I was thinking, oh, she'll have a hand up.
I had it up so fast. It was like, me. Pathetic, really, wasn't it?
But well, I knew vaguely where you were sitting because it's the Milton Keynes Theatre is a funny one because it's a thrust stage, which means the stage comes out sort of into the auditorium
in the round.
No, it's not in the round.
It's
three
mean,
sides
yes.
rather than all the way round. But you do have to, pivot. On stage, you have to remember, I'm going to the left, I'm going to the middle, I'm going to the right. And round we go again. And round we go again. So, it's a bit like being on Strictly, to be quite honest. There's a lot of choreography.
It was great.
A nice night. Yes.
It was a great show. And you know, the kind of forensic detail and of what it's like to be our age is... It's not everything that makes it funny. It's obviously a load more than that, but it's those pointers, isn't it? I mean, so I could pick out millions of things, but you know, when you talk about being on holiday and you talk about wearing a hibiscus Bowden costume, and you think, yes, I can picture it. Yes, I think I've got one with chlorine fatigue, you know, around the bottom. And I just think, yeah, you know, all of those things, those picking up, drawing on those tiny little forensic details. Which make you think, yep, okay, she knows us, she gets us. And
I think
also,
it's about
think,
picking on things that we all have and then just pushing them further and further and further until they become ridiculous enough to be comedy.
Yeah.
Is often the trick.
Well, it's trick that you've perfected, and it's wonderful. But also it makes it empathetic, doesn't it? It's not because you're what you know. It's, you know, we're in it together, aren't we? We're in it together.
Well, hopefully, yes. I don't think. I mean, I think it's a, this is a show that would go down like a bucket of sick in front of 25-year-old men.
Well,
I mean, it's incredibly tailored to its audience.
Indeed.
I mean, you know, if you're thinking about bringing your teenage sons, just it's not really.
Oh, definitely not.
It's not the thing, really. But no. And you came backstage, Judith.
Before we finish on your show, though, I tell you what I particularly liked as well, and it was a new side of you that I saw, I think, which is your pigeon acting. There's a section that you do about pigeons. I can't remember why you mentioned. Oh, I know, the thing that comes into the house. And you do a bit of pigeon acting, and you probably did it a little bit in the, you know, in the thrust method that you were just describing. It's rather good.
Really? I didn't do any pigeon noises, though. I only behaved like a pigeon.
I think you might have added a few pigeon noises. I think you might be the next Johnny Morris.
It's a tiny throwaway little thing. I met Johnny Morris once, and he brought a can of Guinness with him into the radio studio because he knew they wouldn't have any in the green room, and that's what he wanted. And it was back in the days when even radio studios had booze in the green room. Yeah. He was utterly charming. He was really lovely.
I know him.
A bit of Hammy from the water bank. Do you remember when he did Hammy?
Oh, I loved Johnny Morris. I absolutely loved all that. I really did. And I used to work at the Natural History Unit in Bristol, BBC Bristol. The whole place stank of elephants and seals and stuff because animal magic was made there.
Oh,
and I remember
goodness.
The first job I had was kind of hosing down a bit of the yard after it. It was... But yeah, I used to love animal magic, didn't you? Do you remember how the...
I wasn't that, you know. I wasn't, because I wasn't very animally as a youngster, particularly not compared to my friend Jane Davey, who absolutely loved it and did all the impressions and all sort of thing. Yeah, very, very charming indeed. And then you came backstage and ate some of my nibbles.
I did. Yeah, I'm sorry. I rather raided them, didn't I?
You did shove your great fist in. You didn't. You took more than the four. You see, me and the tour manager, we do four at a time. And
that's
they're those
love, Jenny.
They're those potato snacks that come in quite a big bag from Marks and Spencer's. Mm. And we like the salt and black pepper ones. And they're in the shapes. You get tubes, cartwheels and curls. And another shape as well.
I mean, I have to say, I do find them rather disappointing as a salty snack.
Really?
I mean,
What's your salty snack of choice? You weren't spitting them out. Let's just say you weren't sort of saying, oh, no, to another handful.
They're a bit lightweight. You know, they're a bit gateway drug as far as I can see. I tell you what I'm on to at the moment. Obsessed with them. Making my mouth water just talking about them.
What are they?
You get them from the kind of posh vegetarian shop locally, so you kind of think they're good for you. And they've got the word lentil in, so you think, oh, well, these are definitely one of the daily fives.
Yeah.
But they're called lentil curls. Okay. And they're, I tell you what, they're a bit like, do you remember in the playground, did you ever have potato puffs?
Well, I remember cheesy footballs, which were a kind of like blast of sensation that sort of took you all over the place.
Yeah, no, potato puffs. I think maybe this is another one of those that just divide, you know.
They're a bit light for me, Judith. They're quite like something a bit more solid. Are these a bit airy?
No, they're quite solid.
Yeah,
obviously pre-kettle crisp, way pre-kettle crisps. But the lentil curls, I like the sea salt. They come in very large bags, unfortunately. Yeah. And I try and put them in a little bowl and think, well, I'm just going to have those for you there. Then I'll just put the peg on the top and put them back in the cupboard. And then I'm back in again because they just, I just adore them. I love them. I just love them. There we are.
There we go.
The things that turn us on these days. Oh, and by the way, I saw in the notes that you've had a food sensation, which you described. Come on, I want to know more about that.
Sorry, I'm just having a little cough, but I'm very well indeed, in fact, physically. Mentally,
join the club.
So, last week I was on a hush-hush mission. I had 3 days filming in the countryside, which is very nice and was very lucky with the weather. I got very cold, though, Judith. The reason why I was so alarmed by the idea of you being in a cold late this morning was that I was on a river last week doing a hush-hush mission in a canoe, and I got so cold that I felt I felt really ill in the night. I just couldn't get warm again. I had the shower and I couldn't get it hot enough. And I felt there was not enough weight on my bed. You know when you're in a bed and you can't get warm?
Oh, I see. Oh, awful feeling. Awful.
You start putting towels on the bed and your coat.
And you've doubled up, have you? You've obviously doubled up your duvet.
Well, no, because I'm a bit of a thrasher, Judith. I can't. It was very difficult. But anyway, during this filming, I was somewhere and I've tried to Google it and I've obviously made the name of this pub up. And I'm not bothering to say it now because I've got it wrong. I've Googled it. I can't find it. Somewhere along the Welsh borders, somewhere. And we arrived there late at night.
Yeah.
And I had this crab linguine. Mm. Or I don't know what's the difference between linguine and spaghetti.
They're all the fucking same. I don't know why they bother.
But it was a thin. Oh, it was thin. Okay. It wasn't angel hair thin, but it was thin ribbons of, you know, like spaghetti or linguine or whatever. Too thin to be flat. Do you know, like old-fashioned spaghetti? You know, like your mum had that spaghetti jar in the kitchen.
Yeah,
she never washed out properly. She never washed out properly. It was always a bit grotty. That the long spaghetti that you used to buy in the blue packet. Proper spaghetti.
Yeah, that,
but thinner than that, I think.
Okay, right. I'm less interested in that. I want to know about the crab bit.
Well, I was so tired and so cold, and I had one glass of wine, and I was instantly off my face, right? And this, I was so hungry, and this meal came, and it was the most delicious thing I've ever had.
Ooh.
But I couldn't really cope with a knife and fork by this point, because I was I more or less had my face in this bowl. And there was a lot of lemon zest in it.
Ooh.
It was crab and lemon zest.
It
was either parsley or some herb, I don't know, Ooh. Very herby as well. It was the most delicious thing, Judith.
Sounds lovely.
It was.
What did
it
they make the sauce like? Do you think it got cream in it? I've been thinking about it.
No, I don't think it did. I think it was just natural juices.
I think there must have been a cream or something in there.
Well, I don't think there was because I don't really... No, it wasn't tomatoes.
No, I'm
not a big fan of a creamy sauce. You know, after about three mouthfuls, I just think, it's like trifle, isn't it?
See, I like a creamy sauce.
But you know, I went somewhere yesterday and they made a dressing out of caper berries. They blitzed caper berries. Well, I know it's like modern cooking, isn't it? It's like a mystery.
Ooh,
and it was chopped beetroot, Judith. You'd have liked it on charcoal toast. Get that.
Oh,
it looks burnt.
Sounds awful.
Well, no, it was at Dulwich Art Gallery, right? It's very posh. We'd seen the exhibition. We didn't go back to that because I thought it was quite boring, the one they've got on at the moment. But the cafe's quite nice. And so charcoal toast.
Charcoal toast?
Yes, look it up. It's a thing. And beetroot and a great big slab of goat's cheese. And it said in the in the menu with caper berries. And I said to the waitress, there's no caper berries on this because they're big green things, aren't they? And she said, oh, no, they're blitzed. They're in the dressing.
I think it was taking the piss.
No, Judith, I promise you it was a taste sensation. I've had two taste sensations in a week.
You have, haven't you? We should have taken photos of them. You know, so we can look at them.
I'm
like,
really,
like a
really
bit of porn.
Sorry. Absolutely. From now on, I've let everyone down. I've let the gang down. I do apologise, everybody.
Well, you have, rather.
Well, you know, Jeff and I never go out for lunch, but I just decided... You know, I didn't. Well, I went to get the pot for your bloody things. It was an expensive day out, Judith. Let's tell you that. You know, it's all done now. Yes, I had a very nice time. Yeah,
very nice. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you've been having a nice few days off. That's lovely. And
because you're so busy. I mean, in on your diary thing. What else have you got? Because you've got yourself a new job, haven't you? Got yourself a new once a month job, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Well, because village life is sort of, you know, it's back to normal, really. So all the crap that wasn't in Madar is coming back. So, like, tomorrow is the village hall committee meeting. And I'm the secretary because no other, you know, nobody.
Well, you can type. I've seen you type. You can type
quite
fast.
Well, I know, but I forget everything. I can't find the financial statement.
Are you not interested in the details of the nitty-gritty?
Not at all.
I mean, you're interested in the creative thing, but I don't think you really want to get yourself bogged down
with it. Yeah,
do you have to do? You know, when they do that thing in meetings, what is it when they say we're going to do the
minutes?
Minutes.
No. Yes. Agenda. Yes.
Do you do that?
Yeah. Well, I'm not bad at the minutes. I'm all right. I'm all right at that. Although I did work because what happens is you, and then as a secretary, you have to remember to bring the minutes to the meeting and say to the meeting, you know, does everyone approve the minutes, etc. And apparently, I did that one month and said, yeah, I'll approve them. You know, somebody else has to second the bloody thing. And then somebody pointed out I wasn't actually at that meeting. No, I'm slapdash.
You're a bit like Boris Johnson, the Cobra meetings at the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh,
just
yes,
didn't turn
remember.
Up.
Yeah, no.
It's on holiday now, Judith. It's on holiday.
He's allowed to go on holiday. Well, I don't mind that.
Well, I don't know. I think we're in a time of sort of quite...
No, he's allowed to go on holiday.
Do you know why he's gone on holiday? Because the big report on the pandemic and how craply the government handled it.
The government, yes.
The government.
Well, yeah. Well, no, but he has to go sometime. I don't resent him that. I actually don't resent him.
Well, that's because you never do... You don't do anything else but go on holiday. You're on holiday all the bleeding time. He was photographed painting.
Yes.
I think he's got a Churchill complex because, you know, Churchill was
a
very, very good. But his mother was an excellent painter, you know. So maybe I would actually quite like to have seen what he'd done.
I would too. I agree with you.
It was infuriating because it was just the back of the canvas. I mean, he had an easel up and everything like that.
No good to us. We wanted to see, didn't
we? We want to see it. We want to go. We want an over-the-shoulder shot. Thank you very much indeed. So what is your new monthly job?
So Village Life. Yeah, so all of that stuff has come back in the diary. And so the shit bits is being the secretary. The nice bits actually is that the second Saturday every month, we do two things. We do a litter pick in the morning, and then we run the cafe at lunch at the village market.
That's a full day, Judith.
Always a full day, I tell you what, it is a full day. Now, I was a newbie last year with the litter picking. I've got a bit better now. Somebody else that organises it, and you all turn up, and I tell you what they've got, which are brilliant. They've got, like, you know, like, if you were a bin. Imagine you were a bin that had, you know, one of those cheap ones with the kind of the rubber thing on the top, and then it's just the, you know, the bin liner is hanging from a circle. Do you know what I mean? Those old-fashioned terrible bins.
Yeah.
So what they've got is they've got portable ones like that without the lid. So you've got your thing that looks like a loo seat and your bin, right? Okay. And
your plastic pronger. Yeah.
And you've got your pronger and you've got your gardening gloves and you've got your big shoes on and off you go. Because, I tell you what, the bloody litter around here is terrible. Everywhere in the countryside, the stuff that people chuck out is just awful.
Any good stuff though? Yeah.
Well, good and bad. You see, as a newbie, what I did is I did one of the lay-bys. You get allocated a lay-by. And I thought, oh God, all these bottles of apple juice. Why has somebody just chucked these out? Well, I'm going to empty these out, you know, because then we can put them in the recycling bit. I know. I started to empty one of those.
Oh, no.
Somebody said, don't do that.
Don't open the toxic bottle of piss.
Piss.
Absolutely,
because
they're in their cabs and they can't
and they
move and they piss in
I
a bottle
they piss
and then
in, they piss in a traffic jam or they piss on route and they can't be bothered to empty them. So, obviously you put those in a separate thing and there's all the usual kind of, fast food stuff, but you do start to get a bit curious. And now this displays class prejudice on my part, this does, because on Saturday, guess what I found? I found a Bath Oliver wrapping, right?
Yeah.
And you just
posh
think,
people, posh litterers.
I just thought, I see. So it's not just all the lorry drivers then, is it? We've got the Waitrose bunch are doing this occasionally. Now that's interesting. Yeah. So it's not, you know, sometimes you turn up a few surprises. But the trouble is, you see, you've got to be going on litter now. The trouble is that when you've cleared a lay-by.
It's your lay-by. It's
your lay-by. So I drive past these lay-bys and I think, oh, look at that. Look at my lay-by. It's all nicely clean.
Yeah.
And then a day later, I think, somebody's put something down there. Right, I'm going to have to stop the car. I haven't got time now, but I'll go back tomorrow. And then little by little, it's, you know, it builds up.
It just creeps back up again.
Well, because if somebody's chucked it down, then they probably think, oh, well. It's annoying. It is annoying. There's a great big cement bag that's really getting to me at the moment. One of these days, I'll stop and get that. Anyway, so it's a litter pick.
Yeah.
Lots of brownie points for that. And then it was the...
Are there any members of the village? Mm. Are there any inhabitants of the village who don't do anything? Kind of versions
loads,
of me?
Loads.
Good,
most
good.
Of them.
Oh, that's
most,
fine
what
then.
Good?
No, because I just... If I lived in a village, I wouldn't want to do all this.
Why not?
Particularly. Well, because I don't really like... well, that's that would be absolutely fine by me. I mean, I wouldn't... I'm not keen on joining in and then having to do it all the time. Do you know, I want to be able to pop in and out.
This is why you live in Camberwell and I live in the countryside.
Yeah, I want to sort of be able to opt in and opt out and then just be able... I don't want to be reliable. I don't want people to rely on me and think, well, she'll do it and do that.
Well, because she's a good sport. Because my diary gets full up of shite and you manage to keep some good stuff. Mind you, I'm sure you get shite in your diary. But I do think, Lisa, you might... I don't know. The nice bit of the busy Saturday is that we run the cafe at the village market. You might enjoy that.
Is there a bar?
It's quite social.
Is there a bar?
Oh, that's hilarious. No, there's a lot of... Well, it's a rush, and we were short-staffed on Saturday. So...
Well, you loved that. I bet they all loved it. I bet you were all there going, oh, the thing is, we're so short-staffed. We just don't have enough hands, do we? Come on, Janet. Chin up.
It was a bit like that.
Anyway, listen, it's very autumn, Judith, and we need to talk very briefly about... our autumn uniform update.
Oh, we do. And has your... come on, what's arrived? What have you got?
I've got all my things. And I haven't sent anything back. So that is... I possibly would have sent... I got some boots. I was shamed into admitting last week when I was doing this filming that I had no waterproof shoes. I didn't. I don't have any. So I bought some.
Do you have any Wellingtons?
Well, I don't really think Wellingtons count, do they? No, you can't really walk... properly in Wellingtons,
no,
can
that's
you?
Very
you can't,
true.
You
no.
know, they're not safe, are they? They're not great for getting in and out of canoes. And I mean, my sister actually said to me, if they expect you to get on a canoe in a pair of Wellingtons, you get straight back out. Do you understand me?
I like
because,
your sister.
Because if you fall into the water from a canoe wearing Wellingtons, they fill up, you see. And I said to her, listen, my calves are so fat, there's no space for any water, but, you know, I'd probably be all right. So I got some Blunstons.
I don't think I can really visualise them.
Well, you'll have to Google them. They're a bit chunky. They are actually a bit chunky, but they are a sort of walkable Wellington boot. Okay. They're a waterproof shoe, okay?
Right.
So they're my least favourite thing, but I do like them. They're quite good. And I think I'll get a lot of wear out of them. But I don't think I'll need to buy another pair in my life. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
They will see me out. And a beautiful petrol blue... sort of mohair cardigan from Zara for £29.
Ooh.
Really, it would suit you, that colour. It's a dark blue. I think you'd like that. And a beautiful, my posh treat from Toast, which is the amber floral blouse. It's silk. It's beautiful. I'm really, really pleased with it.
Long? Yeah, is it long? Where's it come up to?
It's hip. It's not quite hip. Very it's not nice. Quite as long. You know, I like a longer shirt. What I always think when... in a changing room, you should have a shelf in a changing room with a sort of packet of baby bells on the shelf in the dressing room. And you should be able to see yourself in the mirror. And if your tummy gapes when you're picking something off the high shelf in the dressing room, you shouldn't buy it. Dressing rooms aren't really thought out, are they?
They are.
The activities
they aren't.
That we need.
So do you cardigan that up?
It depends, Judith, on you know where I am and the temperature.
Indeed, but yes, you see, I'm thinking silky shirt autumn might be a bit drafty, because you know what I mean. So you, yeah, but you. But
well,
you
it's an indoor short shirt. It's an indoor. It's a it, listen. It's not a going out litter picking shirt, Judith. May I just say that it's a being taken for a nice meal shirt.
Okay. Crab linguine.
Oh,
nice.
I'm not sure. Well, again, you see, this is the difficulty.
Oh, you might get it down. You might
absolutely.
Do. Oh,
you know.
Yes. Won't be
it's
long before
it's
we're
very
wearing
much
tabards
a bib
to
shirt.
Eat. We would be wearing those tabards, weren't we, to eat?
Well, don't they, in America, when you go to a crab shack.
Oh, yes,
shack
one of those greedy places.
Yes,
like
you get a plastic bib, don't you? Yes, that's what we all need.
It was ages since I've been there to America. Ages and ages and ages.
I don't think I've ever eaten somewhere where they give me one of those, but I've seen enough movies, to know... Oh,
ooh,
have you? You'd enjoy that.
I love that. Yeah, bigger the better. I bought some clothes too, because I went to John Lewis, because you know we had that a gang member that
we had a fashion
had
special
we did
more
have,
or less
yes,
last week
we did
yes.
pretty much autumn uniform special. And so I went to John Lewis and I thought, well, I'm gonna get, why don't I just sort of spend a bit more money on a couple of things, you know, that I know that's what you're supposed to do, but I never managed to. So I found this Ted Baker shirt, which comes, I think, also to my hips, which is lovely. And it's kind of, you know, it's a bit boofy, so it covers the big bits.
Yeah.
And I didn't
pattern, know no pattern, silk.
Oh, pattern, blue, sort of indigo blue and white silk with a little roll collar and nice thick sleeves so they don't keep falling into soup or falling into your cooking, if you know what I mean. Big cuffs with big...
I don't understand the sleeves.
Well, they're a bit boofy. They're quite boofy.
Oh, well, how's that going to not go in everything?
Because, look, listen.
Okay, they've got a cuff. Okay,
A big cuff. Long and it's cuff. A tight cuff with lovely buttons on.
Oh, nice.
And, so
I think
know
this, we need to put these up on the notice board.
Both of us do.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I was in John Lewis and I said to the woman, I don't know what to put on the bottom. She said, oh, well, do you mind if I give you some advice? No, I said. Off she went and she got some indigo to match, you see, and I would never have thought of this, some indigo jeans, which she said, if you don't mind me saying, I think maybe not skinny, but why don't you think about a slim fit? And it was just like... Oh gosh, I love you.
And are they zip or have they got a bit of elastic in or no
they've
elastic?
They've got both. They've got their zip and
you see,
and
you can
elastic.
Do that. You've got great legs, Judith. You know, your legs are fabulous. You've got a long, long leg. And, you know, you should take advice from those who know.
She was so good, honestly. Yeah. So good. And so, yes, I'm very pleased with them. Yeah, very, very pleased with it.
You've got very high marks for what you wore to Milton Keynes. There are a lot of comments on the photograph of the two of us in my dressing room. I was in my schlonking clothes at that point because I'd come off stage and I was going back in the car.
You did look lovely on stage. You really did. I love that good. Top. Love it.
The first half top is really, really nice. Second half top, I wanted it in long and they only had it in short, which is a bit annoying. But you'll have to come to see the show to understand what we're talking about there. Anyway, it is time we now went to our culture corner. Because to be quite honest, Judith, I've got a workman in the house that I've got on pause.
Oh my
God. Paused him for an hour for the podcast.
Oh,
I know. So we'll have to rattle through.
You certainly will. I don't know how you've been able to concentrate. I'd have been absolutely on edge.
So now what about
culture corner.
Okay. What are we starting with? We're starting with telly.
Yes, let's start with telly. What have you been watching on the telly?
I have been watching I really like Ridley Road.
I haven't started that yet. Is it good?
Yes, it is good, and it's beautiful. It's very well done. It's very well done, and I find it really attractive. It's really horrific as well, because you forget that anti-Semitism was huge in the 1960s. It's set in the 1960s. It's about anti-Semitism and a sort of fascist group, and I've only seen two of them, but I admire it, and I think it's beautifully done.
Well, can't wait for the new series of Succession to start, which I think starts on Sunday, just so we can get it, because it's on Sky Atlantic, so you have to do it funny now.
Yes, you've done it before, Judith. You can do it again.
Oh, I hope so. I'm desperate to watch that.
Talking about Sky Arts, Portrait Artist is back, and that's on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. So that's tonight if you want to watch as they go out.
I'm out tonight because I love that show. I love that show.
Where are you going tonight? It's Wednesday night, by the way, everybody. We're on a record.
I'm going to see Fascinating Aida.
Oh, brilliant.
Fascinating Aida.
Oh, give her my love.
I will, in High Wycombe.
Oh, brilliant.
What else? Oh, I tell you what, I've been watching Alma's Not Normal.
People are raving about this. People are raving about
it.
Yeah.
Oh, it is good. It really
I think
is.
I'm going to save them up. I'm going to do a big binge on that. Well, Jeff's going to Goodwood on Sunday, and obviously I'm not going. So I might just sit in all afternoon and watch the whole series.
You will love them.
Oh, by the way, 60 for Fuck's Sake has been nominated for Best Touring Show in the British Comedy Awards. It's a nonsense, really, because it's a complete popularity competition. It's got nobody really judging the tours. It's so basically, whoever is the most popular artist on the road this autumn will win it, because, you know, you have someone like Jimmy Carr who's selling arenas or whatever, saying to his followers, please vote for me. He will win. It's as simple as that. It doesn't really mean anything, which is a shame, because I think that I used to think that these things were properly judged, and it's not. It's just, you know, who loves who.
Yeah, who gets.
It's a bit like, in some respects, it's a bit like Strictly, though Strictly does you know, have a proper judging panel and scoring and all that thing. And the standard this year, Judith, of Strictly, is, have you watched any?
I'm not an avid watcher, but I have watched it. And I think you said, you know, I have to think, well, wait a minute, which one is the celebrity and which one is the dancer?
And this is so week three. Good. We've just done week three. We're going into week four. I mean, it's incredible. And in some respects, they are too good because you're not seeing, and there's very little comedy on that dance floor now, which is, in some respects, it's great, but it's... There is something slightly possibly lacking. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what the gang think about that.
Yes, because there isn't really an Anne Widdecombe or an Ed Balls, is there? Not really.
We don't want any more Anne Widdecombes because, you know, she's a terrible, terrible woman. But the comedy angle has kind of faded away a bit. Yeah. So book-wise, Judith?
Finished Miriam Margolyes's book. And I did enjoy it, but I... Oh, crikey, she didn't have to tell it like it is, didn't she?
She did a lot of sucking off, a real lot. She sucked off a lot of blokes. For a lesbian, I think she has set a record for most cocks sucked. No, I enjoyed Miriam's book, and I do think between the sucking off, there's a lot of really interesting stuff. I have got the new Leanne Moriarty on the go. She's the Aussie writer who scored a big hit with Big Little Lies.
Yes.
It's an undemanding family drama. It's read in a slightly screechy Australian accent, but that's as it should be because it is set in Australia. I'm also going to recommend this week Lucy Mangan's Are We Nearly There Yet? Which I was sent a preview document some months ago, and I think that it's going to be the best of family drama comedy for a number of years.
Yeah, love the title.
She's a great writer as well, Lucy Mangan. Sounds if you've good. Enjoyed her, she does a lot of newspaper columns. And I've still got Val McDermott's 1979 on the go.
You've got a busy time ahead, haven't you? So we've done Culture Caller. So emails. I tell you what, we've got a good one from... Didn't say how old she was, though, I noticed. Tut, tut.
Okay.
And she says, my problem is that, she wants some serious input from us ladies that she trusts. Oh, dear. She says, every Christmas, my in-laws buy extravagant presents for us that they can ill afford. Several times I've suggested a price cap, say £50 each.
Which is generous. £50 is a lot of money, yes. You
but
can get something lovely.
And continue to turn up with really expensive gifts. Of course, I have to reciprocate or risk losing like a mean old cow. All this is difficult, isn't it? And I think a lot of people are trapped in this cycle. Yeah, well, so what
she says that last year I suggested a book I liked as a gift and I got that plus a load of other stuff. I don't want to sound ungrateful, but this has got to stop. Lots of love, bar humbug.
I think it has got to stop.
It's a really tricky one. I mean, obviously, you know, they're generous. Some people really get into Christmas, don't they? It's
yes,
one
they
of their
do.
Things.
Yep.
And they just can't help themselves. But I think she has to be very straight, flag it up now and say it makes her feel like she has to reciprocate and it wipes her out financially. And it would take a lot of pressure on the day if they could all agree on a price cap and say that you'd rather spend the money giving them a great time when they visit, you know, booze, food. Alternatively, enjoy their mad extravagance and make them a handmade gift. And next year, I can guarantee that they will cut down on what they're buying.
Well, yes, the latter might be... more reliable as a strategy, I think.
It's dramatic.
Good advice, I would say.
What would you say, Judith?
It sounds like she might have tried the kind of sensible approach, but she's got to keep doing it and keep at it. And I think the earlier the better. I mean, where are we? October, end of October. She's got to do it now.
These conversations have got to start, haven't they, Judith? I'm afraid they have.
And you've got
to
say,
the time has come.
I'm finding, you know, this is putting too much pressure on me financially. So, but yes, because that's crazy. That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy. With my family, it is a £50, you know, for the close family, but not my nearest and dearest, which is Jeff and Phoebe. But for all the others, it's a £50 cap. I mean, sometimes I just think, why don't we just sit in a circle and just hand a £50 note round and just have done with it, really? But, you know, actually, I to be quite honest, I do like opening surprises. I really do.
Yeah, me too. I mean, yes, absolutely.
It's a terribly childish thing, but to be quite honest, I do love, you know, a nicely wrapped gift that comes as a complete and utter surprise.
But it doesn't have to cost 50 quid.
It doesn't have to cost. No, it genuinely doesn't. No. It really, really doesn't. So there we go. I tell you what's a good gift, Judith, and they cost about, well, it's a good novelty gift for sort of teenagers and stuff. They're called geodes. Have you heard of geodes? No. We get them from Amazon and they come in a bag and I think you get two for £12. Right. And they're these sort of dusty looking stones. They're really boring looking and you have to get a hammer and you have to crack them open. And they've got these wonderful kind of crystal rock formations inside.
Oh, so you open it for the first time?
Yes,
kind of thing.
Yes. And they're millions of years old, apparently. Ooh. Yeah, geodes.
Interesting. You wouldn't want a lot of them, would you?
Oh, you know,
a lot of them.
You wouldn't want to just have one of those Christmases where everyone has the geode idea and suddenly you're opening. I've got 24 geodes. Oh, okay. Jesus God, okay.
Yeah. No, I can see the appeal, but I don't want
it's
one.
A good surprise
you.
Gift, though. If people, but, you know.
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay. Listen, everybody, I've got to release the builder.
You certainly have.
He started. He's the boss. He's given me an hour. He started to just. Yeah I'm going to go and shout. Yeah. Do you know what he's called?
No.
For a builder, it's a really bad name. It's called Bodge.
Bodge.
Bodge. Yeah.
I hope that's that's full of irony.
It's a shortening of his Polish surname. So
oh, my word.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So
good.
We
well, you better let Bodge get on.
I will.
Have a good week. And
love you and
leave
you.
Look after yourselves. All right.
Yeah, you
bye.
Too. Have fun tonight. Daisy, thank you so much. Take care, everybody. Have
bye.
A great week. Bye.